Hi, this is Byron.
And this is Jake from This Is Fashionable.
Hope you're well. If you've been listening to the podcast, welcome to another edition of the podcast for This Is Fashionable. By now you'll know that each week we attend a variety of events across UAE and the MENA region and pick out these events that are of interest to us as guys and will be interesting to you as well as guys, covering both fashion, lifestyle brands, things from watches through to fitness, men's health and grooming, as well as
entertainment
and other interesting artifacts for you guys to tune and look into. So this week we have been going to an event called Soul DXB, which is a trainer meets basketball, meets music, meets lifestyle, meets fashion event, which is held in Dubai District, Design District here in UAE. And there you will see quite a number of different trainer manufacturers such as Adidas, Puma, Reebok, such as K-Swiss, Lacoste, Lacoste Sportif, who are all showcasing some events and engaging with, I guess, the urban crowd, the urban kind of fashionable crowd that are down there here in UAE. So we went down there and we had a number of different interviews with a number of designers and manufacturers, some really cool people that we sat down and met. So do tune in to This Is Fashionable to get a little snippet of all of these interviews, which are covered on video for your entertainment. So Soul DXB has been on for quite some time. This year is obviously the latest edition of the event. It's much larger this year than it has been in previous years in terms of the people who have attended. It's much more busier as well. And there's been a lot of interest from different trainer manufacturers and different private entities and different designers that are down there as well. So do go and check it out. It's still on. Today's the last day. Yesterday had DMC and Stan Smith featured as part of the event. Today, Mobb Deep are performing tonight as well. So do check it out if you have time. Tickets are 100 dirhams and they're available at the front desk. So your first experience of Soul DXB. Jake, what did you think of it?
Very good event. It's unusual especially for Dubai to get a lot of street style stuff, which is what basically Soul DXB focuses on. So it's interesting to see some new people, new styles, and obviously interesting to speak with the designers themselves and the manufacturers. I liked it.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, for the listeners who are new to this, I'm a trainer head, so I really, really like fresh kicks. So I'm a sneaker bod, I'm a trainer vet, and I love kicks. And what was interesting to see is so many different global manufacturers kind of converging into Dubai, who have a presence here, who perhaps have retail outlets here as well, but taking the urban fashion scene really important and seeing their support of this type of event as really vital to their market. We also had the opportunity to speak to Casio, who are featuring quite a number of brand extensions for the G-Shock range. You can catch that online as well at thisisfashionable.com, where we sat down and we had an interview and we took a look at some of the timepieces that are there and the kind of different uses across fashion, across wherever your lifestyle will take you. They have a G-Shock, which I guess it's supposed to represent you and what you have on your wrist. So really of interest.
Yeah, they've also got a premium brand.
They're launching a premium brand, which you'll be able to find online as well at thisisfashionable.com, and all the details on that. So do check it out. We also had the opportunity to speak with Melody Ashani, who was one of the guest designers for Reebok. So she has a fashion line and she has designed quite a number of Reebok classics and different types of spins on different types of trainers that she's designed and put her own stamp on it.
She does clothes as well, right?
She does do clothes as well and some jewellery as well. Mm. But it was really cool to you know, get some FaceTime with her and give her a brief interview, speaking about kind of what inspires her really and what she likes guys to wear and a host of other good things as well for you to take a look into. So please do check that out as well. What I found about this event was it was really good. I do like the fact that it had kind of an urban spin, and there was a basketball competition which is both on today and was on yesterday as well, and that competition is heating up. It looked like a lot of people that were there were really engaging with the kind of atmosphere. They really liked the sense of the cultural aspect of the event, in terms of, obviously, if you like trainers and this is the place for you, then yeah, this, you're in the right place. What do you think, Jake, about trainers being part of commonplace fashion, and why do you think that is?
What do you mean by commonplace fashion?
What I mean by commonplace fashion is, irrespective of where you sit in terms of you, what you like from a fashion point of view, a lot of people will also include a certain pair of trainers or a fresh pair of kicks as part of their ensemble when they work, when they're going out, or whether they're doing whatever. So whether they're going to work, or whether they're just going out socially, or whether they're going to a party, they'll have a pair of kicks that they kind of pick out, which are box fresh, that they'll slip on and they'll go.
Well, it's all relative, really. So it depends on the event, depends on where you're going to go. But trainers take designing, tracksuits take designing, jeans take designing. So ultimately, they all have their place. So it just depends on what sort of look you're going for. But yeah, they definitely are relevant in the fashion industry.
Having gone to the event and seen so many different types of people all interested in trainers, did it surprise you at all?
No, not really. I mean, being from London, you see across the board kind of what people can wear, especially in what's quote-unquote urban fashion these days. You get a wide range of maybe loafers. Someone could wear Jordans, someone can wear Stan Smiths in an outfit, so with a blazer or whatever. So even nowadays that you're seeing people wearing suits with Jordans and stuff like that. So yeah, it's not surprising, but definitely good to see. It's unusual to see that sort of stuff in abundance here in Dubai, because obviously people are going to, you know, well, especially the events we go to. So it was nice to get a nice change and mix it up.
Yeah, I really like the fact that, like I said, it was really eclectic in terms of the crowd, that there were some real trainer heads there, like people who really know their classic trainers. And what we're finding is that what I've known for quite some time is that, you know, a fresh pair of Stan Smiths are a collector's item within their own right. They're much the same as maybe, I don't know, a pocket watch or a nice wristwatch or a classic car. They're collector's items. So, you know, getting a fresh pair of kicks that you can call upon for a specific outfit, or you wear on special occasions, are part of a lot of people's ensemble. It's part of their wardrobe, things that they have. It was nice to see kind of so many different examples of classic footwear. I'll give you an example. So we had the opportunity to speak to Justine from Le Coq Sportif, and she was down there, and they had on show a pair of Arthur Ashe, the same Arthur Ashe footwear that he won Wimbledon in. And obviously he's a pioneer of one of the pioneers of the sport, so it was really nice to see kind of that on show. But what was interesting is, even with all of her contacts working for the organisation, she still found it difficult to find an original pair of Arthur Ashes. And what I've noticed from a lot of the footwear manufacturers is they're now redesigning or updating, if you like, some fresh pair of kicks that were perhaps famous in the 70s, 80s and early noughties, kind of redesigning it and relaunching it with new colours or new designs or little spin for this era. So it was really very interesting to kind of spend time and see all of those things down there. So if you're a trainer fan and you really like urban from time to time as part of your ensemble, do go down to Seoul DXB and check it out. I'm sure you will be pleasantly surprised. Plus as well, Mobb Deep are playing tonight, which is a positive for anyone. Next week, we've got a busy schedule. We're off to the Formula One. As well as that, we've got a couple of other events that we will be announcing shortly. So at all times, keep it locked. And remember,
this is fashionable.